Renee, would you slap me if I said that a federal appeals court is saying ta-ta to New York State's Passenger
Ooh.
Bill of Rights? Anyway, they threw it out. They would have forced airlines to give travelers stuck on planes food, water, toilets, and fresh air. This is what's been thrown out. The court said the law's goals were laudable, but airline regulation is not a matter for the states. And we have more this morning from Dan Blumberg at member station WNYC.
The court said only Washington can change the laws governing the airlines, so that's where advocates like Kate Haney plan to go.
Our only option really is going to the feds and saying, it is your job to take care of this. Take care of it.
Haney and her Coalition for an Airline Passengers Bill of Rights want the federal government to pass a law similar to the one just thrown out in New York. The airlines say that's unnecessary since they're reforming themselves already. After all, making customers unhappy is no good for business. But many members of Congress don't trust the airlines to police themselves. A passenger's Bill of Rights is under negotiation between House and Senate committees. It's part of a much larger FAA reauthorization bill that would modernize the nation's air traffic control system from radar to satellite. That would allow more planes to be in the air at one time. But the bill is being held up, in part because it would levy a $25 per flight fee to pay for the new system. Meanwhile, a Department of Transportation task force is also looking at ways to reduce tarmac delays. For NPR News, I'm Dan Blumberg in New York.